You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
It's movie time with Matt Quintero.
Oh God.
It's not your normal movie critic. Heck, he's not even an actual movie critic. He's just a dude that takes copious amounts of chicks to movies and then tells us about it.
I do. No! That was when I just.
We flustered him.
Oh. I'm trying to be good.
So sit back. Put on your non-fashionable 3D glasses and enjoy.
All right, you know the music. We got about 13 minutes this week, so we got a lot of time to talk about the greatest trilogy in movie history, John Wick.
Man.
It's up there. Don't knock it.
No. When I went to go see John Wick 3 last night, I thought to myself, what happens? Where does this rank if this movie is great? Like, and I was just like, let's just wait. Let's just wait and see how good the movie is, and then we'll talk. That might be one of the best film trilogies of all time.
That's what I'm saying. It's awesome.
Confirmed.
Good Lord. God bless the people behind this movie who were able to properly identify what makes people love John Wick 1 and John Wick 2 and said, what if we just made the most of that?
Yeah.
And that's what this is. And it's 2 hours and like 15 minutes long. This is Mad Max Fury Road of John Wick. There are so few breaks. I am exhausted. I got out of that movie like, what, seven hours ago? 7 hours ago! I am so tired from the physical beating that my body and brain took from watching Keanu Reeves go through that. Oh, my God. I want to give that stunt coordinator a hug. I want to high-five every stuntman in that movie. That is... God, I love that crap.
So, here, real quick.
That would be 2:47 in the morning, sure. By the way.
Willie J. Are you there, buddy?
Right here.
Have you seen these movies?
I have, yeah.
What I love about John Wick is when I explain the movie and what the premise is to people, and I say, yeah, man, it started out as he's an assassin that they stole his car and killed his dog. And then he goes on this murdering spree to avenge them and get his car back. Simple.
By the way, awesome. At the end of John Wick 3, it's been about a week since the beginning of John Wick 1.
That makes me even happier.
Seriously? It's the worst week that anyone's
that makes
ever
me so
had.
Happy. He
ever.
He so
like in the most awesome.
Right. And they take like the most like simple storyline of an assassin who is like the boogeyman that had his car stolen and his dog killed. And they turn it into exactly what we would all love to do but can't, which is go on this horrible spree avenging my dog, getting my dog back and or getting my car back and avenging my pup. I love it.
Not only that. Okay. The art.
Then they blow up his house.
The art.
And he's furious.
Right. The art of the sequel is get the original property, make a great movie. Mm-hmm. And then the second movie. Still focusing on trying to make just a great movie, but let's expand things a little bit. Let's make the scope a little bit bigger so you get an idea of this world. And then if you get lucky enough to make a third one, do it again. But again, do it proportionally.
Yeah.
This is the best version of that I've ever seen.
I'm so excited.
We're the first movie. You go back and look at it. It's so small in comparison to this one.
Yeah.
And the problems make sense, but the adversity he's facing all makes sense in the context of that movie. Then let's make it a little bit bigger for two. And let's throw some more stuff at him and make it more awesome.
Oh, he puts that pencil through that guy's eye in the second one. It's so awesome.
Dude, by the way, I'm sitting. So I went and saw it with three of my coworkers last night. The first person he fights,
yeah,
they had no idea who it was. You're gonna text me whenever you see it. The actor.
I'm thinking about going right after this.
The actor that they got to fight, Keanu Reeves. Well, you're gonna text me and go, oh my God.
Really?
And I don't even know. I'm going to guess 95% of your audience won't know who it is.
Won't know who it is?
Yeah. But
is it a boxer, MMA fighter, or somebody?
No. No, it is a professional athlete.
Oh.
Anyways.
I hope it's Shaquille O'Neal.
It is.
It makes me so happy.
Anyways, right sport.
Really?
Not the right person. Yeah. Oh, like 98%.
Who do I want to see in the NBA get brutally murdered by John Wick?
Like, now,
that could be
actually murdered.
Here's what we're going to do. For those who have not seen it, I want you to go ahead and tweet at us, question of the day. What NBA athlete would you like to see get brutally murdered by John Wick? I'm just curious.
It's so
entertaining. That's a really good sports show question, I think.
It's so entertaining. And my coworkers just look like this person walks in the room and I look at my coworkers real quick to see if any of them recognize him, and they don't. And I'm just like...
So, Matt, I remember the second movie started off like right where the first one ended.
And that is exactly what happens with this one.
I love
it. The first frame is the last frame from the second movie.
Oh, man.
There is zero...
Did you look it up?
I just looked it up. You know what? That guy looks like a Bond villain.
Right?
So it makes total sense.
Yeah, no.
That makes total sense.
Of course my coworkers don't know because they don't follow NBA. And what? He's like the eighth man on the fourth best team in the one conference. But still, I was so happy. I was so happy.
That's funny.
Anyways, no, it was so much fun. It was so... There weren't a ton of people in the movie, which is a gosh darn shame. Because
his name's Ernest,
showing.
By the way.
His name's Ernest.
Ernest.
There is
in the movie.
This is so great. He looks like an Ernest.
He actually looks like Ernest. He actually does look like Ernest. from the movies.
Right. So I went and saw this at the midnight showing. Unfortunately, there were only like 10 people in the whole showing. We were so vocal the entire time. Because there are so many Oh my God! Moments in the movie. Oh man, I want to see it again like immediately. I rewatched John Wick 2 on Monday night.
There's actually some really fun. Jason Mantzoukas is in this.
Yeah,
and like there's some really fun. If you guys ever watched The League,
yeah.
Did you guys watch The League?
Yep.
You know the crazy brother that had the.
Yep.
His hair. That's him, the actor.
Yeah, Rafi.
Yeah, Rafi.
Man. Rafi's in this movie. You know he's in this movie.
Sweet. Yeah.
God.
Which is pretty fun.
I love him in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and in Big Mouth. He's one of my favorite.
There's some good.
He's one of those guys who plays the exact same guy in everything, and I have zero issues.
Also, the ageless Halle Berry is in this movie, too,
and
as well.
The best that she's been in... That's the most I've liked her possibly ever.
Really?
I'm thinking about it. But
since
I've always
like Swordfish.
Been...
She had a good scene in Swordfish.
Right. Anyways, I'm sorry. Halle Berry is one of those people that's just a timeless beauty that I've never liked her as an actress in anything.
Okay.
Like she almost ruined the first X-Men.
Have you
for
seen
me.
Swordfish?
No.
With Hugh Jackman.
I know exactly what you're referring to.
She has
to,
one scene that's
and
like
no,
super good.
No, I have not seen
that
movie. Couldn't get past Hugh Jackman with the earrings.
Willie J's and they're like, yes, yes, it was
yes,
a good
it
scene.
Was.
Haven't seen the movie, seen the scene.
Yeah, there you go.
Gosh, dang it. I understand.
That made my heart
but
happy.
But I understand.
I haven't
but
seen the
no.
movie, seen the scene.
That made my heart happy.
Anyways.
Oh,
so
man.
This is the most I'm trying to think real quick. I think this is the most I've ever liked Halle Berry and everything. They did a great job with her.
Good.
They did a great job with her character. She does a really good job.
Even when that, that one
by
where she's
way,
a 911
okay.
caller that looks the caller.
No one saw that movie. Zero people. Halle Berry's mom didn't see that movie.
What about the one where she etches stuff on her arm? I can't remember the name. It's what
you
the
darn
name of the
right
movie
you can't
is.
Remember that name of that movie.
Well,
anyway,
was it Gattaca?
I'll tell you one
no.
thing. No.
She was in White House Down.
Did it really?
Yeah, wasn't she the Secretary of State in that movie? I think she was.
Was she? I don't.
I'll
remember.
Look it up. I'll come back.
I don't remember.
I'll come back.
Which one is that? Is that the one with Jamie Foxx or is that the one with
The Olympus Has Fallen? Is
oh,
the,
you're right. It's hazy. I think it's Olympus.
Those two movies came out at the same time.
Yeah, it's
the
exact
White House Down is Jamie Foxx.
Okay. Regardless,
Olympus is it.
I'm honestly. Gosh dang it! Stop it. Anyways. You guys are ridiculous.
People are
I tell you, okay.
Halle
I tell you
Berry,
one thing.
Scene.
I tell you one thing about this movie. I'll tell you one thing about this movie. Yes. So it is constantly, constantly throwing these amazing action set pieces at you. And they're constantly changing.
Cool.
The only thing that's constant is that John Wick's going to get through it. But, oh my God.
Thanks for ruining the movie for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I ruined the movie for you. Because
you told me he gets through
it. You thought 5 minutes in, John Wick was going to get capped.
Maybe that's why Halle Berry's in it. She avenges him.
Anyways, no.
He's like his friend.
Hello.
This is, no. And they do such a great job of watching. You get to see the toll that it takes on him.
I'm excited,
man. This movie.
The other thing that I like too, so I my family, my wife's family is all military guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the only movie I've ever gone to with those guys where they didn't openly mock whoever it was that was going into different rooms with the guns and stuff as like, that's not how you do that. He's going to get disarmed super easy. Like the first time we started watching John Wick, my father-in-law was like, okay, he's gone through training. This is good. Cause the way he carries everything tight and stays in and said that this was
I've seen the actual videos of him doing the training.
Okay. Like going through and
More than any other movie I can think of. Do you pay attention to every single shot that he takes is accounted for?
Of course
you
do.
It's not that weird. No. But it's not that weird Hollywood thing. Where you just pull out a gun and
800 shots go off.
Right. Yeah. No. Every single clip.
Yes. He's very
reloading.
Good at it.
There are more reloading in this movie than any other movie I can remember, but it all makes sense and it's not a drag.
I also love that every single person he goes body head every time.
Yeah.
It's body head shot every time. And he just goes through everybody and it's so good.
Yeah. It's so good.
Awesome.
So, no, if you like John Wick 1, John Wick 2.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Yes.
Should we go see
it? Absolutely. No, if you like John Wick 1, John Wick 2, you're going to absolutely love this. The new characters they add, the new kind of action scenes they do, and for the maybe six people who have seen these movies, there's an action movie that came out of Indonesia called The Raid and The Raid 2.
Okay.
And two of the best hand-to-hand combatants in those movies are in this.
Oh, nice.
Just to try and take down John Wick.
Nice.
We got Aladdin next week.
Yeah,
I'm really
we do.
Excited. This is going to be quite the transition.
I am not excited about this at all.
We'll see how it turns out. Will Smith Genie might be okay. We'll see. It's not going to be as good as Robin Williams.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you, Matt.
Thanks,
Thank you
Matt.
So much.
That was awesome.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
All right, brother. We'll be back after this with DDT, Dr. Dane Todd.